Our guests today are the Irish-Scottish band Snow Patrol, who are back with a new album called Fallen Empires. The band is known for their soaring melancholic rock, like their global hit Chasing Cars. I get a chance to talk with their very personable lead singer, Gary Lightbody, right after this performance of Called Out in the Dark.
It's like we just can't help ourselves. We don't know how to back down. We were called out to the streets. We were called out into the towns. How the heavens they opened up. Like arms of dazzling gold, with our rain-washed histories. Well, we do not need to be told. Show me now, show me the arms of love. Every eye trained on a different style. This my check. Drunken semaphore and I. We are listening and we're not blind. This is your life, this is your time. We are listening and we're not blind. This I was called out in the dark. By a choir of beautiful heat. And as the kids took back the parks. You and I were left with the streets. Show me now, show me the arms of love. Every eye trained on a different starts. My check, this drunken semaphore now. We are listening. We are listening and we're not blind. This is your life, this is your time.
Calling Out in the Dark, a really nice stripped down version of that from the new album Fallen Empires from our guest today, Snow Patrol. You've recorded in a number of different locations in the past, the West Coast of Ireland and other places.
Always in the rain.
This was in California, where I doubt that it was raining.
No, this is the thing. You know, this is the first album we made in the sunshine, and it's it's funny because we went to California and I wrote an album about growing up in Ireland. Mm-hmm. So it's something. Perhaps the distance from home was a major player in finding some space in my head to write about growing up. I've never really written about anything like that before. It's normally about relationships, either in full flourish or in picking through the ashes of relationships that have gone terribly wrong. But this album, you know, that there's only really one song about that, and that's New York. But every other song on the record is kind of is lyrically quite far from anything I've done before, and that that's something that I think I was determined to change this time, to not write the same record again by any means, by any stretch of the imagination, because I'm pretty sure I've looked at relationships every possible way. I feel like a scientist of a doctor of relationships or something, and I have my MD, and I'm now moving on to something else.
We're talking with Gary Lightbody about the new Snow Patrol album, Fallen Empires. And I heard you had a bit of a bout with writer's block. How'd you get out of that?
It's not something I've really experienced too often before. You know, any writer's block that I've had has been, you know, limited, thank God, to just a week or so. But this one took 3 months to get through, and it was, you know, it brought with it all kinds of mental problems. A few breakdowns, a few times of really tough, dark times of staring into the abyss. Going through that and getting out the other side is something that made me a better writer. And how I got out the other side was rather prosaically by just writing. Because I'd got fear. I've grown a fear of the empty page, as you know, the old cliche of, you know, the fear of the first line or the fear of the blank page. It's very true. I got to a point where I didn't pick up my laptop because I was afraid of it. I didn't pick up pen or paper because I was afraid of it. And then all the advice I got in my darkest hour from great writers, people that I know, people that I've met along the way, all said one thing, and that's you cannot let it beat you. You can't let that defeat you. You've got to pick up your pen and write on the paper, because it's the only way out of this. It seems counterintuitive when you're in the middle of it, because you think, well, I can't write, so how the hell am I going to write my way out of this? But it actually is a perfectly sound way of doing it. As I wrote, it was gibberish for maybe a week, 2 weeks. 2 weeks of gibberish. And it kind of sort of extracted the poison out of my brain, and I then found a clarity that wasn't there before, and probably more clarity, if such a thing is possible. I'm not sure that you can put an amount on clarity, a quantity of clarity. It just is or it isn't. But I find that I'm now more able to quickly access what I really feel, what I really think, and write it down, rather than having, you know, before the writer's block, I might have struggled to get the words out a little bit more, but they would come out in the end. But now I feel my pen is flowing even better than it ever has done in the past.
So I read that there's a song that kind of was the one that got you started, and you had to kind of make up a word to title the song. It's Lifening. Is that accurate? Was that the first one?
Yeah, it's one. Yeah, it probably was. I was sitting watching my goddaughters, Garrett's daughters, Jackknife Lee. His real name is Garrett Lee, and his daughters Betsy and Esme. Were playing on the floor of the studio in front of me, and they were making me laugh, as they always do, and they're very, very sweet girls. And I just thought about home. I thought about all the things in life that are important, and I saw these two beautiful wee girls that I love and adore, and this song just came out about all the things that are important in life, and it sort of extracted out everything that means something to me and left everything that isn't important just, you know, on, you know, like in a husk on the side. And it is, I think it's important to do that sort of exercise at certain points in your life. And it was maybe a crossroads for me, having gone through all that kind of very depressing writer's block, to actually think about the things that are the only things that matter, and write them all down. And it really is kind of, I think it's better put together than a list, but it's pretty much just a list of things that are important to me. But yeah, it's called Lifening because I don't know. I think life and lightning together as one word. It's sort of like that moment of inspiration that makes you think about your life. So as a word, it's new, but I don't think it'll ever make it into the dictionary. But it's in mine.
Gary, there's a great tradition of list songs, and this is one of them. This is a good one.
Thank you. Do you want us to play it?
That'd be great.
A hand upon my forehead, the joke and then the laugh, waking up in your arms, a place to call my own. This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. Ireland in the World Cup, either north or south, the fan club on the jukebox, the birds and yes, the bees. This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. Words of reassurance, but only if they're true. Just some simple kindness, no vengeance from the gods. This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. To share what I've been given, some kids eventually, and be for them what I've had, a father like my dad. This is all I ever wanted from life. 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 This is all I ever wanted from life.
Now, that song is Lifening, another one of the new ones from Fallen Empires, the new album from Snow Patrol. And as Gary said, A lot of space in that. We're getting to hear a lot of stripped-down versions today in this acoustic session with Snow Patrol. Now, you mentioned another song. You said you were getting away from the ones exploring relationships. But there is a relationship song in here, and it's called New York. It's not really about New York, but I guess it's about somebody there.
Yeah, it is. And it is about New York in a way. In that it's always been a place of... it's always been a place that we've loved, and I guess it's also a place that can break your heart as easily as mend it. You know, as we've discovered many times. You know, you wake up in New York sometimes, you don't know where you are on the planet. You know, because of all the wonderful joys that it can bring you. It can also bring you fear the next day. It's a song about myself and a girl that I was very in love with, and us being apart. But it's a simple idea, But setting it in New York gives it complexity that is maybe maybe gives it another few layers that and it deserves a few layers because my relationships are generally not as intelligent as they should be.
So you can do that one?
Yeah, we'll do that one. Yeah, okay.
If you were here beside me instead of in New York, if the curve of you was curved on me, I'd tell you that I loved you before I ever knew you, 'cause I love the simple thought of you. If our hearts are never broken, then there's no joy in the mending. There's so much this hurt can teach us both. Though there's distance and there's silence, your words have never left me. They're the prayer that I say every day. Come on, come out, come here, come here. 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 The long neon nights and the eek of the ocean and the fire that starting to spark. I miss it all, from the love to the lightning, and the lack of it snaps me in two. If you were here beside me instead of in New York, in the arms you said you'd never leave, I'd tell you that it's simple, and it was only ever thus. There is nowhere else that I belong. Come on, come out, come here, come here. Come on, come out, come here, come here. Come on, come out. Come here, come here, come on, come out, come here, the long neon nights and the eek of the ocean and the fire that was starting to spark. I miss it all, from the love to the lightning, and the lack of it snaps me in two. Just give me a sign, there's an end and a beginning to this quiet chaos driving me mad. The long neon nights and the want of the ocean and the fire that was starting to go out.
That is New York, another live version of a song from Fallen Empires, the new album from Snow Patrol. Gary, do you write any songs that don't have some connection to your life?
No, not really. There are a few songs on this album that are about other people, but they're people that I've met, so I guess that it's still connected to my life. Mm-hmm. But the first song on the album, and the last song, and also, yeah, there's a few in the middle there that are about people that I met along the way in California that kind of made me think about my own journey to get to California, and journeys all begin somewhere, and mine began at home in Belfast, and I guess it's the journey this whole record really is about, and especially poignant, I guess, when you travel for your job, is to find peace with the people that are around you.
Snow Patrol is kind of connected with Scotland, but people who know the band know that you're originally from Northern Ireland. And I've been reading that you've been doing a bunch of things in Belfast. You got a bunch of projects going on there.
Yeah, yeah. I set up the Oh Yeah Music Center in Belfast, which is a multi sort of faceted music kind of hub in Belfast, where there's studios. Strummerville put into rehearsal studios. There is a venue, offices for music-related businesses, and like a museum as well of Northern Irish music, and you know, good jukebox, and kids can come in and hang out in the cafe and chat. And so many bands. It's been open for 4 years, and so many bands have formed in those 4 years inside those walls, and they've rehearsed the first time they ever rehearsed in those walls, and they've recorded the first time they were recorded. So it is like a spawning pool for Northern Irish music, and it's exactly what we wanted it to be. It's an amazing thing for Belfast. It's something that never had before. I mean, it's a city that's only just finding its feet in modern Europe, really, because we were kind of closed off because of the violence for so many years. And in the last decade, we've really found ourselves. We've found a voice, and that voice generally from any city will be the first thing that emanates to the rest of the world, will be the music, and it's something that we're very proud of because we have so many great new bands.
Some of them, you're putting some of them out. Is there a label?
Well, I have another thing that I do called Third Bar, which with my friend Davey Matchett, and that is artist development, basically. So we take bands, we're working with the Wonder Villains and Elspeth and A Plastic Rose at the moment, amongst many others. And, you know, their situation, do they need recording time, do they need to go out on the road and gig some to get better live, or whatever, we try and facilitate that for them, you know, to get them a sort of a head start, something that we never had. It took us 10 years to have a hit, you know. We don't want to, if we could ever give anybody advice to sort of shorten that length of time from start of band to, you know, to first prominence, then that's what we're going to do.
That's great. You have a bunch of guests on this album. Lissy, a singer we all really love. She's on a bunch of tracks. She sounds great. And also the LA Inner City Mass Choir. How cool to have them on there. Now, how'd you make that connection?
Well, Garrett was just searching for, because we wanted a gospel choir and a few things. Garrett was searching for choirs online and came across them, and we sat in and listened to them rehearse, and it just, every hair on my body just like sort of stood on end for about an hour as we listened to them. I'm not a particularly religious person, but I feel like I'm a spiritual one, and it was a profoundly spiritual experience for me, and I don't feel like I needed to be part of their faith to be moved by what they did. It was an extraordinary thing. It made me feel closer to my fellow humans. All at once, I think a few tears were welling up in our eyes as well as we were listening. So. And then we came back a few days or maybe a week later, and we recorded three songs with them, and it was a spectacularly incredible thing to see.
And Michael Stipe from REM, what was his role?
Well, he came in to listen to a bunch of stuff that I'd written before the writer's block came, the shutters came down in my brain, and I'd written four or five songs. I'd written 25 songs in consideration, but I normally do about 150, 200 melodies, and then we work from there, from that sort of what the good melodies are, and then we'll start writing lyrics for those and whittle them down a bit. But I'd written five lyrics for five songs worth of lyrics, and he came in to listen to those. And one of those was New York, actually. And he was, I'm not sure whether I'm speaking out of turn because he might not want me to say this, but he was extraordinarily moved by it. And it was an amazing thing to see your hero kind of a little touched by what you've done. Yeah, that was a good day for me because it really showed that I wasn't far from finding the path for this record, you know. And he said that I shouldn't be too worried about things, and that really helped me an awful lot because I was extraordinarily worried about things. I mean, I thought I was nowhere, and he told me I was somewhere, which is better than nowhere.
We're talking with Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol about the new album, Fallen Empires. And this album has a track on it, the first single actually, called I'll Never Let Go, which has kind of a techno vibe to it, which is, I guess, not entirely new for you guys. You've done things kind of edging that way. I was thinking of Chocolate that was on the Best Of album.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's an interesting. Yeah, Chocolate has kind of a incessant beat. It's got
something for the dance floor.
Pounding. It's got a pounding, kind of beat. Yeah, for sure. We've in the past. I mean, dance music's always been part of our lives. You know, I mean, when I met Tom, he was a DJ, and he mixed techno and hip hop and electro and taught me how to mix, and I went with him and we started DJing together. So it's always been a part of our lives. We listen to LCD Sound System and Sound of Silver for about a year before every gig that we ever did. So it's always been in there, but it's always been in the background of our music, not the foreground. And this time we decided that we'd make it a little bit more present. But yeah, you were talking about Chocolate. You want to hear that, do you?
I'd love to. That's a good song. Performance of the song Chocolate from Snow Patrol, recorded for the World Cafe at Sirius XM Studios in New York City. Snow Patrol's new album is called Fallen Empires. Thanks to Gary Lightbody and the band for joining us today on the World Cafe.